Tom, the obvious question is, will you start pre-season unencumbered by your injury and be right to go?
Yeah. So I was straight in Monday, did the whole session, which is really, really pleasing. Obviously, the nature of the injury, I'll have to be pretty honest whether I'm getting sore and stiff and that sort of thing, but I'm 100% in at the moment.
Yep. What did Monday involve? Would it sort of give you an indication of where it's at?
Yeah, so we obviously had our first time trial on Monday, which was pretty solid, and then we did about an hour of footy, which was really, really good, really pleasing, obviously, for myself to tick that landmark off in terms of my rehab and be back around the boys and have a bit of fun kicking footy around, so it was great.
Yeah. A lot of the boys have already been in it. Almost feels like pre-season had already started. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, the young boys, as we all know, we've seen them a fair bit out on the track out here in Mary's, and they've really led the charge in that, the sort of extra group sessions, and for myself, I've been in 3-4 days a week, so it doesn't feel like it's anything new for me.
Can you take us through the injury and where it's kind of evolved from, the end of the season?
Yeah, it was a fairly typical loose rank injury. Ruptured a few ligaments in my foot, and then obviously we flew to the hub in Perth with the team and tried to give myself every chance, but as soon as that sort of dwindled away, and I just gave myself an opportunity to reset, had some time away with my family and really rested for a bit. I was still quite tired and sore from the season, the portion that I played, and then I've just followed the program that's been set for me for the last sort of 10 weeks to get myself in really good nick for pre-season.
It's obviously an injury they're always pretty much sort of worried about when they see. Has there been any hiccups along the way or any sense of nervousness?
Yeah, there's still a little bit of sense of anxiousness and nervousness. I think any time you start talking about feet, people get really nervous because it's such an important part of your body. I've had probably only one session in 50 that I pulled up sore from, so in terms of my preparation and the way I'm feeling, I'm super confident that I've done the work now, and I'm ready to go. I'm excited by seeing a full pre-season, and just being back around the group's been fantastic for my mindset.
You've obviously got access to all the best medicos and you can get your advice from them, but did you seek out any other players who had similar injuries and sort of talk about what they did with their rehab?
Not really. I was really fortunate, as you said, with some of the specialists that I saw. I got sort of hooked up with a lady by the name of Sue Mays, who is a ballet physio who has worked at North Melbourne for a lot of years with this particular injury and with foot injuries and that sort of thing. So I've really liaised well with her, and she's given me massive confidence throughout the rehab process, and stayed checked in. I sort of checked in 4 times with her, and she's been unbelievable for me. And then obviously having the new staff come in our medical department, Steve Saunders and the like, and Darren Austin, has been really fantastic for me, and just gave me great confidence moving forward that I've done everything right.
You coaching group, in a sense, how do you think it'll be having the first set of voices for you guys?
It's obviously everything's sort of new for us. For myself, I've had the same coaching staff since I've started, so it's exciting. Felt like the first day of school on Monday, and we've just got to take it in our stride, and they're obviously fantastic people and they're back here for a reason. Shannon Burns and James Kelly and Matthew Egan are great Geelong people, so we're excited to get them back because of that reason, but they're great people. They're great Geelong people, but they're obviously fantastic in their own right with what they can do. They've come back with a real sense of excitement and a real sense of purpose, and they've driven that with the young boys, and now we're really ready to get stuck in as a senior group and start to challenge and start to grow and develop a bit more.
Weird to be no Scarlo. He's been such a constant in your football journey.
Yeah, it is strange, but we still keep in contact. We caught up a couple of weeks ago and celebrated the year. Yeah. Celebrated the year and the time that we had together. So that was really, really nice. But I think for not only myself, but for any boys that want to reach out to him, he's always going to have the phone on. As it's the same with Boris and Nida and the like as well. He's obviously a great friend of mine and a great confidant that I can, when things are going well or going tough, I can always rely on to those blunt ears, if you will.
Yeah. You had an outstanding season. You've turned yourself into one of the preeminent, if not the preeminent, intercept defender in the competition. How do you elevate your game further? What do you focus on this pre-season to ensure Tom Stewart's still, in the upper echelon?
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, I'm just trying to put all my energy at the moment into just enjoying football again. Obviously, the way my season finished and the way the team season finished was quite devastating. So I've just come back with a real sense of enjoyment and spark for being a footballer again. Felt like it's been a long process and it's been quite tough at times, being quite isolated from the group, but I'm just ready to come back and have fun and put my best foot forward again. I'm starting again, I'm learning the game again from a really lower level, and I'm just going to try and absorb and just be the best player I can every day. I mean, obviously it was pretty awesome to win the BNF, and I'm not going to set any limitations on what I can do this season, but as I said, I'm just back now and just ready to enjoy it.
Spoke about leadership ambitions post season.
Yep.
Is there a timeline on that decision that the club makes? I mean, it's obviously not going to be this week.
Yep.
But is there a timeline that you're aware of as to when something like that might be made? Or?
I'm not aware of anything, no. I think the club and the right people will make those decisions. I think for my sort of mindset and where I'm at with it is I'm just trying to help Joel as much as I can. Joel's obviously the greatest captain that Geelong's had in terms of time served, and obviously he's still chasing that elusive premiership as a captain, and I think he's earned the right to make that decision himself. I think he'll have to be dragged out by his toes to not be captain of the footy club, and I think he's earned that. I think we'll see an excited and happy Joel Saward back, and I have no doubt that he'll be captain of the footy club this year. As I said, he's earned that right. He's got that little cherry in front of him of the longest serving captain in history, so why wouldn't we celebrate that, and why wouldn't we allow him to have that?
Always tough to get a game at Geelong.
Yep.
What do you find a message to younger group? Is it a big batch of guys that are going to be pushing to try and make it around for footy?
Yeah, there is. I think for my messaging to those boys is just to keep coming in and keep wanting to improve. They've obviously had some of their formative years taken away from them with COVID and what they've had to deal with, so they could be basically the draftees from 2 years ago, basically new players for us. They'll obviously get an opportunity to have a full pre-season with both squads together and hopefully a VFL season that's uninterrupted, so they'll allow themselves to compete and have a red hot crack. They've been in here, they've showed that they're keen, they're hungry, which is really exciting for us. And I just think for them, they've just got to understand that it may not happen week one, two or three, but they will get a chance, and we will need to call on some of them at some point or another. And hopefully it's week one. Hopefully some boys do put their hand up straight away and say, pick us, because that's how we're going to get better. And that's how myself as a senior player is going to get better, if they're coming in and being competitive in pre-season and in the pre-season comp.
Hard to know what to make of Geelong at the end of the year. What's your assessment of what you need to do to be out there again? And
I mean, obviously, with the way things finished and the way the prelim ended up, obviously things have got to change. We've got new eyes coming in. We've got some new voices that are going to influence us in different ways. And I think you'll see an exciting brand of footy from Geelong. We've had one session, so I don't know exactly what they've got in store for us, but there's a real sense of excitement and anticipation for what we can achieve. As I said, not only personally but as a collective, we're not putting any limitations on what we can achieve. We're excited for a new season and hopefully a season in front of Victorian and Geelong footy fans. The Victorian crowd have been starved of football the last 2 years, and we're excited to get back in front of them and play in front of the Geelong faithful and put on a show.
Bombers round one. You'll find out the rest probably in the next couple of days, but nice to, I suppose, have something to work to and a date and all that sort of stuff and an opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. Essendon were fantastic last year. They really pushed us when we played them, and they're going to keep pushing it, and they've got a really young, good core group of players that have really started to come on, and they're exciting. They play fast footy, they play off the rebound, they've got a really good damaging midfield and up forward, so it's something that we're obviously, as you said, it's a bookmark now that we can work towards, and the traditional time slot 2:10 at the G on a Saturday doesn't get much better. So a lot of hard work and a lot of pre-season that has to go ahead of us, but as you can see, I've got a smile on my face when you're thinking about it.